In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Come over and help us over the ignorance. One of the main targets in our mission is to fight ignorance. And there are many types of ignorance. The most serious type is those who are ignorant with God, who do not know God. So our main mission is to help people to know God. God is real. God is there. God is love. God came to us. God is waiting us. So this kind of knowledge is our main goal in our mission. Let's go with some of the verses. In Hosea, the book of Hosea, one of the minor prophets, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People are destroyed with lack of knowledge. This theme, this idea is very important for any missionary. That because of lack of knowledge, they are destroyed. So, one of our main targets is to help them to know, to overcome the ignorance. Because you have rejected knowledge, some of them, they may reject knowledge. So it's not our problem in this. I also will reject you from being priest for me. Even if I'm a priest and I reject the knowledge, I will never be accepted by God. I also reject you from being priest for me because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. So the knowledge of God is a goal in the missionary service. Again, it was written in Matthew, the last chapter, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Making disciples is a matter of knowledge. How can you make disciples unless you have some words to teach? You have some knowledge, you want to deliver this knowledge to the people. So making disciples is what the priority in the evangelism. Then after this knowledge, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Another verse, St. Paul said in his last days, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly. So many of the persecutors, many of those who are living in darkness, they are ready to be good, but they lack knowledge. Because of their ignorance, they are doing bad things. That's simple. First of all, let's discuss the seriousness of ignorance. How much serious to be ignorant? First of all, the wrong beliefs. As you had said last night or the previous night, that when you go to Asia or to Africa, usually you were surprised seeing many wrong beliefs. People believe in black magic, in the ancestors, in other gods. People worship mice. So these are wrong beliefs, wrong knowledge. So we need to save them by just giving them the right knowledge. This is not the real God. So it's not their mistake because they did not know the real God. Simply. Also, because of this ignorance, they will go doing wrong habits. Some of them are treating their flesh, their bodies, very harshly all their life because of the wrong beliefs. But the right faith, the right knowledge, your body is a gift from God. Your body will be the temple of the Holy Spirit. You shouldn't hate your body. And also you shouldn't love your body more than needed. You should not worship your lusts, your flesh. Lusts, yani, shahawat. And because of the ignorance, there is kind of spreading this ignorance, extension of the ignorance. So the seriousness of ignorance is that it can easily spread. The wrong ideas, you know, moves easily from place to another place. The wrong beliefs are running here and there because of lack of knowledge. People do not know the right, so the wrong will overcome their belief. Another point is the enmity of knowledge. Many of those who believe in wrong ideas, they stand against the right knowledge because of the devil and because of the long life lived in wrong beliefs. You know, somebody is living 50 or 60 years in this darkness. So when it comes to light, his eyes will be hurt because he used to darkness. He cannot stand the light easily. So many will fight back, will reject the right knowledge. And also because of this ignorance, many are taking wrong decisions. That they might making many relations, this is a wrong decision. Because the nature of the human being is to have one wife. So to take a decision to have many wives, or to have homosexual relations, or to go and kill somebody, or to take something which is not yours, these kind of wrong decisions related always to wrong beliefs. And the final outcome of all this ignorance, human immoral economic deterioration. That human nature is getting down and down because of lack of knowledge. Human people are not any more human because of this lack of knowledge. They are rather animals more than human because of their ignorance. So, knowledge can take animals, human-like animals, to the level back of human, or moreover to the level of being Christ-like. And ignorance will take those Christ-like to the level of less than human, which is the level of animals. So this is our aim, that please come over and help us in this lack of knowledge. Also, ignorance serves porno. We mean by porn, the porn is the sin of this generation, which is, you know, people are living for their lusts, for their shahawat, through this technology, through the computer and laptops and chatting. So they are living always in adultery, even if he is living in his room. But devil can make that possible, that they are living in adultery daily, although they do not have any relationship direct to a man or a woman. This is the sin of this age. And you know, this is very much related to the lack of knowledge, because they cannot see the good in themselves. They cannot see the purity in life. They cannot see the real joy, the real happiness. They cannot see the Holy Spirit inside their heart. They cannot see the teaching of Christ. They cannot see the eternal life. Because of the lack of knowledge, they have nothing but living in darkness of these lusts. So, repression and bad habits are overcoming millions of people. Also, collapse of the economy because of this porno. Millions of people are spending many, many hours in this, you know, addictive type of life. It's kind of addiction. So they are not any more productive. They cannot work good. They cannot go for relationships normal. They cannot live their life as human because of this addictive style of life. They are prisoned in this. They cannot think but in this rubbish thing. So this ignorance will take them into the porn, and the porn will take them to a non-rational animal, as if there is no mind, because the animal can live for his flesh. This is usual for an animal. An animal will go eating when he is hungry. He cannot make a self-control. But a man can do a self-control because he is a human man. But for an animal, you cannot tell him, please, fast. He cannot fast. He will eat you. But you know, you can tell some rational man, you should fast. You should control yourself, control your lust, control your eyes, control your temper. You have a mind. Mind related to knowledge. Also, what we call spiritual unawareness or spiritual ignorance. Those who do not know God, why should they live in morality, in good life? If they do not know God, why should they control themselves? So it's easier for them to live at others, the animal life. So this kind of unawareness of God and atheist ideas help them to live this dark life. And also, you know, moreover, other beliefs will take over, will come over. So the atheists nowadays are living in very strange ideas. They are putting in their mind, replacing the good knowledge, the real knowledge, with very strange knowledge. Like whatever, worshipping idols or worshipping animals, or back to very strange habits. This ignorance is simplified in the Bible with the idea of blindness. The blind cannot see, but the sun is there. The trees are beautiful. The weather is good. The sea is fine. But he cannot see anything because he is blind. To the ignorant one, simply he is spiritually blind. That's why he cannot walk steadily. He do not know where to go because he is blind. And usually he asks for help, but this one who will help him is also blind. So people are asking, are crying out for help, but the helpers are also blind. That's why people are walking here and there, but they all fell in the pit. Our Lord Christ came mainly for this. The first sermon the Lord gave in Galilee, in Luke chapter 4, he said that the Spirit of God upon me, so I can open the eyes of the blind. So this is his mission. So we say that thank God, God opened our eyes, so we can see the truth. We know that there is only one God, and this God is love, and this God is Christ. And this God came to us, and this God is waiting us, and this God is inviting everyone to know him. So we need to go to everyone to help him to see, like exactly what we had seen. So this kind of obedience for the blindness, I mean that people have no other way to go but following the blind. They will grow up to be exactly at their parents, who are also blind. So later on, after many years, they will love the mice and they will live this ignorant life, live in darkness and end in darkness because of their lack of knowledge. So they will obey the blind way. But we need them to obey the real way, the right way, the true way, who is Christ. So the end of the story will be the loss of eternity. Because they are living in darkness, they will go forever in darkness. If they couldn't see light now, they can never see light anyway. If one cannot see light in his short life on earth, He will never see this light forever. So it's our chance to let them see the light. So another outcome is the collapse of all spiritual values. Nowadays people, when you speak about purity, they mock you. They make fun of you. What are you talking about? What do you mean by purity? You are not living on earth. So the first message of an evangelist is the word, because the knowledge comes with the word. Remember the first sentence in the Gospel of St. John, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. You know, the word originally is the word logos. Logos is not rather a word in a book. It's, you know, the logic of God, logos. But this is the start of knowledge, because He is the real knowledge. He is the light of knowledge. He is the word. So in our missionary life, we have nothing but to speak about Christ. Our Lord Christ is the light, is the knowledge. And we can open eyes by speaking about the Lord. Again, the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth is the knowledge, is the right knowledge. Again, St. John said, in Him was life. So the knowledge is very much related to life. Without knowledge, you are not living real life. You are dead. And the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And you know, the word comprehend related actually to knowledge. So darkness cannot take over light. Light stronger. The real truth is stronger than any wrong belief. What do we require to make our mission steady? We as preachers, we are supposed to help people to overcome this lack of knowledge, to help people to open their eyes. First of all, we need as preachers to know quite well the education and knowledge level of the served person. Before starting to speak to anybody, I need to know where he stands, on what basis, what is his background, what's in his mind, how he sees life, how he sees the family, how he looks at money, who is his God, if there is any. So I need to know all this background before starting to educate him, to teach him, to enlighten his mind, to put the light inside his mind. So I need to know this. That's why we always start by studying, researching. By researching, I can understand what's in his mind. And my duty is to replace this kind of rubbish from his mind by the light of the word. Also, I need this simplification of the ideas and presenting it bit by bit in a clear educational way. When you educate anyone, you don't pour all the knowledge at once. They cannot understand it. They cannot take it. But just put little by little. And you choose what to put first and then to add next. So this kind of growing in knowledge is our duty as preachers. When you travel anywhere, don't make use of one sitting to put all the knowledge in one sitting. But simply, when you give them this bit by bit, they can accept it and grow day after day to understand the truth and to see the light. Also, we need to focus on the eternal kingdom and the inner kingdom. We are preaching the word kingdom, but in two ways. Please understand this. we are preaching the word kingdom. There is a real kingdom, مملكة حقيقية. But this kingdom is coming. It's not yet. It's in the afterlife. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of joy, peace, love, happiness forever. The kingdom of righteousness, purity, sanctification. The kingdom of seeing Christ and His angels. But we also preach another kingdom, which starts from now, an inner kingdom, that you can feel this joy, peace, love, purity now. That you can live a different life if you know the truth. So we are preaching the kingdom in two ideas, but you know it's not against each other, completing each other. You need to taste the kingdom from now. You need to enjoy God's love from now. You need to know how to love people from now in order to continue your life forever in love, in purity, in peace with everyone. So we have something we may call the primary education. As we in the secular education, we have this level of primary education that we need all people just to read and write. We also put anyone on the track, just we want him to start reading and writing. Reading and writing in the spiritual way means that he opened the Bible, he starts seeking the truth, he starts praying. Writing him means praying, writing to God. So reading means you are accepting the new knowledge, and writing you are paying back, praying to God. And by the way, this should be happened long before the baptism. Again, if you are talking to an unbeliever, you should help him to read and pray long before the day of his baptism. Because this is the key for the baptism. When he read the Bible, he know the true light. He accept the light. When he pray, his heart is growing in faith. So by this, it will come the minute he will get the baptism as a gift. Also with the Bible, he should read the spiritual books. And with this kind of writing, he should continue praying and worshipping in a constant, being consistent with praying, regular praying, not once. And by this reading and writing, he will enjoy the taste of freedom. You know, even in the world, they always say that the ignorant people can never enjoy freedom. So if we do not know God, we can never be freed. We will be always slaves. But with the real knowledge, we will be freed to live as sons of God. We may use all the technology available in the way, in the way of the light. So we may use the computer, the language of the modern age. Sometimes we may give a laptop to a local servant in order to follow him up from our country, in order to put some of the materials on his laptop so he can study books and the Bible. It's not any more luxurious equipment. It's necessary sometime. We need this to follow up for communication. It's a way of communication. So again, this level of education is very necessary. We should take care of many points. While teaching to make disciples, enlightening the minds of people, opening the eyes of people, this is the aim of our program as missionary. Take care, please, try to make a harmony between all things. The nature, the Bible, the history, the relations. Because, you know, these people sometimes believe in nature, okay? The nature is part of the truth. We do not ignore the nature. the nature created by God, designed by God. The nature points at God. So put the nature inside your teaching. It's not against the teaching of the Bible. The Lord was using the examples in His teaching from the nature. So you have to put the nature inside your teaching with the teaching of the Bible, so they can see nature differently. With the words of God, now we can see the birds speaking to us about God. We can see trees speaking about God with the teaching of the Bible. Also, we can see the history differently. In the history, there are nations coming and nations fall, and evil power overcome good, and sometimes God, good came over. Wait a minute, this history is not walking by itself, it's guided by God. God was in the history and in the history. He is moving things. He is controlling everything. So we preach the God, the Pantocrator, Dabit al-Kul. So history with the eyes of a believer is very much different from the eyes of non-believer. Also the relationship. We cannot preach or teach the word of God without focusing on the Christian family. Christian family was the first project done by the Lord. And nowadays this project was destroyed because of the false teaching. If you go here and there in the world, you will find out that this meaning of family is destroyed. It's not anymore a man and a woman, plus or minus child. No, why shouldn't be a man plus man? Why shouldn't be man plus animal? This is the meaning of a family. So people living in darkness because they lack knowledge, they do not know the original. What was the original? The original was Adam and Eve, made by God. God made Eve for Adam to enjoy their family relationship, to love each other, and by this love they can have children, and by this love human being will grow, will live. But without this family, human nature will be destroyed. And nowadays the meaning of the family is rather destroyed. Also take care while preaching or teaching that you should put all senses together. Especially when you teach the kids, try to make use of their eyes, ears, hands and mind. They should gain knowledge by their eyes. They should see you moving, see things different. They should hear by their ears. They should touch things. They should understand. So you have to use all their abilities in order to gain knowledge. That's the good way, that's Christ's way in teaching. So to gain knowledge, you need to put this knowledge in a way accepted by all senses, to be put in the mind. You all know that this usage of all senses is the key to keep the information or the knowledge inside your brain for the whole life. Another important point, while teaching or preaching, you have to be the role model of whatever you say. Because we are not teaching theoretical knowledge, we are not teaching equations, we are teaching life. So teaching real life, you should be the first example of whatever you say. And this is Christianity. Live the word before speaking the word. Also, you put the dogma with the behavior. We are not speaking about the Trinity away from our life. Trinity means God is love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, living in love, in unity. So practically, we are all one through love, because the role model of us is the Holy Trinity. So we are practicing this kind of union or unity because of the Holy Trinity. We are made on the image of God. So we will be all in one with the power of love. Teaching and preaching, also you should take care of the level of acceptance by the instructed people and his interaction. They were teaching us long ago, please focus on the eyes of the listeners. That's why I am desperate now. When you focus on their eyes, you can understand if they are following or distracted. So being a teacher, and it's a real mission, teacher of knowledge, of Christian knowledge, you have to follow them. Do they accept whatever you say? You can see in their eyes. Also, the integration and non-contradiction in your teaching. Don't say things and it's controversy. Don't contradict yourself. Don't tell people love this one and hate this one. This is not accepted. This is not the true light. If you are talking about love, this means that no one should be hated. If you are talking about honesty, there is no place for lying. So the light is one. You cannot put it with darkness in one place. Also, while teaching Christianity, please present but do not impose. We are presenting Christ. We are proclaiming message of salvation. We are happy revealing the truth. But we are not imposing this on the heads of everyone. We are not pushing more, because they have to accept. They have all the free will to accept or reject. This is his way. This is the truth. Christ came to us and he did not impose himself on anybody. He was respecting the freedom of all. Lastly, St. Paul said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. So with this enlightenment, we may know the hope, the eternal life. We understand the way, the call. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? We are invited to share the saints, the inheritance land, which is the eternal life. Glory to God. Amen.